Okay, we'll go ahead and get started so we can get out of here. So let's start by just going around and introducing ourselves. We'll start over here with Kathy. Is her mouthful?
I'm Kathy Scott. I'm
a
school climate specialist at the elementary schools.
I'm Megan Morello, Stone parent.
Crystal Galindo, family engagement coordinator.
Mark Garcia, student services.
Bridget Turner, the elementary principal. Chastity Henneke, I do all the things at French.
Mary Beth Wagner, high school counselor.
Lacey Kim Pong, school climate specialist.
Denise Gable, county extension agent.
Sandra Hernandez, food service.
Kay Casillo, junior high counselor.
Jamie Dyer, junior high principal.
Ruby Rodriguez, director of special programs.
Stephanie A, principal. She's sitting in for Gerald because he has classes, so.
Jessica Hernandez, human resources, superintendent, secretary, and parent.
Wanda Hayes, district nurse.
Tammy Brzozowski, parent, and the wellness center coordinator, director. Thank you, Sandra, for all this food. It's all so good. So I hope everybody gets to sample everything. It's all very good. So let's start off by, we had the minutes over there. If everybody had a chance to review them, do I have somebody that can, will motion to accept the minutes?
I motion to accept the minutes.
It's Nora over there?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody second?
I'll second.
All right, and Kathy. All right, let's go ahead and just move right along here. I don't have anything to update. Tamara is not here right now. She had a meeting. Is it on?
It's on.
Okay. But let's see. Denise, anything over there? Do you want to talk? Or I was wondering if we wanted to talk about February, what we're planning on doing.
Okay, so
briefly.
I have a health coalition through Extension that Tammy is on, and Wanda. There's several community and health-oriented people from the community. But we are going to, last year we did health fairs, Yorktown and Quero, and it kind of wasn't the response we wanted to get. We had great vendors from the hospital. It was a partnership with the hospital fed, box lunches. But this year we wanted to take a twist and get the families, not just elder or whatever. We wanted to focus on parents and youth. And so February the 12th or 11th.
Is that what we, did you ever confirm it?
Yes, it
okay.
is confirmed.
Okay.
We are going to have from like 5:30 to 7, we're gonna have a time period. And I have not yet reached out to the culinary classes, but I wanna get the culinary classes of Yorktown has one, Quero, and then my food challenge kids. And I want them to prepare. We're gonna focus, because it is hard enough, on healthy blood pressure. So I have a program that's called Cooking Well for Healthy Blood Pressure, and we're going to focus on that and let them cook some of the recipes up here and talk about it. So we're getting the youth involved with, and then we'll have the camera's going to get a cardiologist, the hospital, the wellness center is going to come and talk about some different exercises, and then we'll have our specialist for heart health from A&M come, and then whoever else. Shaq, we want to have a... We want to have a booth for Shaq to be there as well, but we want it specific so that they can specific time from 5:30 to 7, so it's not too late, because it is a Tuesday night that they have school the next day, but they can come and visit and not make it a come and go kind of thing. We want them to visit every 20 minutes, maybe visit and then watch the presentation of the demonstrations, I should say, and then go forth with it. So hopefully we'll make an impact with that.
What yes. will we make?
It's going to be at our Friar Ag Center, the homemaking building, the new homemaking building. And I'll get, once we get the flyer created, who's all going to be there, we will get a flyer created and get out. But it will be February the, I'll give you all a specific date because I'll put it down. I didn't write it down.
I have, I think 11th. Yeah, 11th.
It's Tuesday,
yeah.
The 11th. Yeah.
Let's do some kind of exercise class.
for over there? Is that what you're saying? Well, we're going to have, we're going to talk.
Like it's one of the rotations.
We're not going to really.
Everybody looked at you.
It's heart healthy.
Yeah, but people.
We can't take the bikes there, though. They're barely holding up movement in the building.
Yeah, well, we're getting new ones. So. Yeah, so that make your day. Anyway, sorry. So, I mean, exercise, people don't, you know, it's hard to get people, you know, actually exercising. We'll talk about it, you know, but to actual exercise, I don't know.
But you
we'll
know,
see.
Even if we could have that cardiologist speak on just the effects, if you did just
simple.
This.
Right.
Simple.
Oh, yeah.
I know a Zumba instructor
this,
that's
you know,
fun.
We have a 10 to 10,000 program, but, right. You know, that's getting you to exercise starting here and ending
I used
there.
To be in Zumba.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
No, you still got it in you, I'm sure. It's like riding a bike, right, Lacey?
That's fun.
But yeah, it'll be good. I think it'll be. And then I know the Shaq from Yorktown was going to participate too. They were going to try to be there. Is that what we had talked about?
Yeah, she had something she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, she was. What was it? Something about. Oh gosh, what was it? I don't know. I can't remember now. With the kids, it was something with the. She wanted to. Making sure that, I guess, electronics were turned off and everything a couple hours before bed, and the importance of sleep and all that. She said she had something, some kind of a...
Kids aren't sleeping because they're on their phone, and then they're not getting the amount of sleep that they actually need for that, you know, to be focused, rested and focused, you know, for the next day.
She's the nurse in Yorktown. Do you know her? Yeah, she said she was going to do that.
Exactly.
But yeah, if Shaq could, we could be there present, that would be good, for sure. All right, was there anything else you want to talk about while we're on it? Nope, you're good? Okay. Let's move right along then. Kathy, would you like to update us first?
October's the anti-bullying month, and I did see something, say something in bullying presentations at John C. French and at Hunt with the guidance classes, and so I'm going to reach the children that way.
Okay.
And our bully busters, they, you know, continue to weather vests and everything, and they started doing character trait skits at lunchtime, where the kids have been very receptive to that, where we've done respect and different ones that we're focusing on. Have the lunch bunch support groups down at John C. French. We just finished controlling emotions, and we're going to start on we had Unity Day, and they dressed in orange at both schools, and at home they did a banner signing that they committed to not be bullies, and we left that up during the month. We had poster contest at both schools. At John C. French, all the students participated, and then we put the winning posters in the hallway, and they are going to stay there through the end of the semester. And then at Hunt, we had 110 students with posters, and so we have those hanging, and so we had winners with that. And I helped out Mr. Garza with the competent kids, with the first grade group, and we're going to start up a kindness club through our bullying committee, anti-bullying committee, at John C. French. I'm offering parenting classes. We did What is Bullying? And I'm doing the Building Relationships at Home and School. And I'm seeing 15 kids at John C. French. I saw 49, so that was 64 kids last month. And then we had two behavioral threat assessments at Hunt. They were both moderate this month. And then we had a suicide threat assessment that was high, three that were high, and one that was moderate that we've had. So that's with the elementary schools.
Sounds busy.
Since Mrs. Scott just briefed the committee on some bullying things, this overlaps a little bit with our safe and secure school initiatives. If you could just kindly help put the word out that we at Cuero ISD do take this topic very seriously, that we have to know about it. Anytime the word is brought up
to us, we do an investigation, and it's a lengthy one, but we go through it all. And then those copies are retained at the campus to the needed personnel. Dr. Dyer gets a copy, Mrs. Kleiner gets a copy. Everything is documented, and we go through the whole interview process. It's a whole thing. And so I don't want people to have the perception that it's being overlooked or brushed under the rug, because honestly, it is not. And so, but we just have to know. A lot of times we're accused of that, and it's because we don't have any information to warrant an investigation. So,
okay, that's my soapbox today. There was a recent Facebook post, and it included both of our campuses, about situations going on. And we called the parent this morning, and we were like, we were not aware that anything was going on. And she was like, oh, well, no, y'all did take care of it. And it's like, well, then why did you put on the post that we weren't?
Because people love to do that on Facebook.
A lot of times we've had to do a lot of work on our campus with our kids and parents, explaining to them that if they're making an anonymous alert, you're going to have to put some names in there, a time, a date, a place, where did it happen, like details, because we literally will have kids go in there and say, someone is hitting me on the way to lunch every day.
Right.
What lunch? We have three lunches. I mean, it's just, you know, also teaching people how to use it and them understanding that they have to be thorough in the information they're giving us. They don't have to release their name, but if they can give us the people that are doing the acts, mm-hmm, and when and where it's occurring, then we can really investigate and take care of it.
I did go over that with the kids at Hunt when I did the see something, say something in the bullying with them, and even pulled up the website and showed them where that was, that they could share with their parents.
Yeah, because it's open for parents and community.
And it's in our newsletters, mm-hmm, at the bottom.
A lot of times parents are under the misperception that nothing's done about it. We can't advertise the consequences that are taken against another, mm-hmm, student to them, and they get frustrated, and I understand that. However, we just can't. And yeah, so I don't want that to be something that, well, because they don't know, they think it's nothing's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a big thing. Yeah. Or they want to know that, you know, the consequence or the kid or the parent, mm-hmm, and it's like, we can't give that information, mm-hmm, out. They get
mad.
Yep. I know that Scott has offered some parenting sessions to help inform parents on this, but they haven't been very well attended. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know another way, if y'all have some ideas on how we can get this message out, that it is something that we do take very seriously. I don't know. And help educate our parents.
They don't take advantage when we do offer things out there to educate them, but then they're often the ones that are making the Facebook posts.
Oh, they're quick to slam us, but yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to do anything about that.
I went to Magical Monday yesterday, and this is off of the topic, but mm-hmm, by 5 o'clock, the campuses are like solitude. And like, I was in John C. French, you know, for an hour basically with Miss Martha and Miss Saunders, and I was just like, everybody, and she's like, oh, it's basically from 3:30 to an hour. And I was like, oh. I'm like, this is crazy. Bond with the kids, see what's going on with the school. And I, as a parent, read the door. I was like, I even went in the wrong door. I went to the front of the campus. I didn't know I was supposed to go to the side of the campus. Stuff like that. And I read the paper. It said, go to the side, ring the bell. I'm like, if you don't come to your kid's school, you don't know. And then, like, y'all are saying, yeah, they're quick to bash because they're not participating. They're not involved. I know I'm a stay-at-home mom, but hey, you know, there's papers in your kid's folder for a reason. They're in the binder for a reason. I'm like, y'all do a great job compared to when I went to school, because, you know, it's a whole different environment now. But I commend y'all because y'all are doing a lot. Like, the book program, we didn't have that when I was growing up. Like, books alone cost a lot of money, and to be given away for free, take advantage of it. And that's helping your child, you know, read, to spend time with them, to bond with them, to know them, to listen to them, to advocate to them. Like today, I went to go eat lunch with my pre-K, and he cried, and that's why I don't call him, because he's very attached to me. And I'm Mr. Edgar, I'm like, Mr. Carson, and he was right there quick to, you know, to assist with that. But like I told Armani, like, I don't come because you're too attached to me, but it's not that I don't want to come. I know the outcome of it. So I'm just like, little things like that, and I look around for, I know there's stay-at-home moms that can come eat with their kids, and there's no one there. And then they're the ones that are like, oh, y'all are this, that, or whatever. No, the schools are doing what they can, but it's you, the parent, that's not doing their part. You know? And y'all give a lot of things for free that it would cost money to even attend to these seminars, these programs. Like, you know, there's a whole lot of things I didn't know that was going on that Crystal didn't tell me about it. Like, I'm like, I didn't even know this existed. And there's the seminar in Victoria. I learned a lot off of that. I'm like, where is it? It was just me and another parent. I'm like, hello. But I don't know. I
got to
go
ahead and put that into a Facebook post.
I don't know. I think he's like a school advocate or something. Because I got a big mouth, but I'm a
school advocate.
I don't know. So, you know, I'm here to help y'all. If y'all want me to go talk to somebody, I don't know. I don't know what more I can do, but I don't really do Facebook. But anyway, that's my soapbox, too.
Thank you, Megan. Principals, if it helps, I can have Crystal Galindo working closely with Kathy Scott to promote all of those events. We can get it out, blasted out more by email, Facebook, so that it's advertised, like just constantly advertised. Make more flyers, send them home in the folder, similar to what we do with our Magical Monday.
That'd be great.
I think we did that.
Yeah, it's been out. I've seen it. I get them as I see it on Facebook and stuff. I think it's just people don't.
It really helps the way y'all create those flyers. I just stick those at the bottom of my parent newsletter that goes out each week.
Absolutely.
It makes it very easy. Then I'm not typing forever. I just stick it at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'll say Magical Monday, see details below, and it's the thing
The bottom line is the parents that are like that, they're not going to come, they're not going to attend anything.
And
we need to go where our parents are.
Where?
I know that.
Put the flyers there.
5B.
I know.
Jailbreak.
Right now, I see tons of people and parents at Little Drippers practice, Little Dribbler practices. A lot of parents are always at football practice when they have their little youth football. Like, they're out in the sun, sitting out there watching practice. That's probably where we need to go.
When you give the books away at the football, I know that's already passed, but is there like a little flyer or something you can put in there with the books?
We certainly can.
I don't know, because I know I haven't been able to go because my son's been sick to campus.
We haven't had many. We do share all the literacy materials that we have for free, but we can certainly generate more.
Because I know y'all put them in the doctor's office, and I think in the nutrition place, too.
We do.
You could, like, slip some.
We could add them in the food backpacks, maybe.
What backpacks?
More flyers.
We do the.
Y'all do the Magical Monday one, but, like, when we have the parenting classes.
The only thing is, like, it has to be per a week.
Right.
Just, you know, like, whatever
for that week, like for the following week, we need to put it the week ahead of time for you, right? And have your accounts.
Right.
Something like that.
But I was wondering, can we take some of these projects out to I guess Cuero's divided by zones or something? I mean, because I'm from New York Town, and, you know, we don't have no zones, so.
Districts.
So can you take it to, like, a specific area? Let's say, like, this side of town, that side of town, over the railroad tracks. Like, is there, like, parks, meeting places, like, that you can take that, like, a parent night or something that the parents
can come? Oh, absolutely.
And, like, because, different schools, like, that I've been to on trainings, they take their stuff to the parents.
Sure.
You have to warm up to them in order for them to come to you.
That's absolutely
that trust
right.
issue. You know, some of them been burned way back when. So
right, they've had bad experiences and they do not want to.
So I feel like if you're in their territory, you know, and then welcome, you know, warm up to them that way, that maybe we can get more parent involvement.
We did that when I was at Roland. We went into the trailer park and to the apartment complex that was right next to us, and we grilled hot dogs and stuff and just gave it to them for free.
And then you can have all the informational resources there available for them.
Yeah.
That's what we did during the summertime, right?
Now. Yeah, we do them during the summer.
During the summertime.
Yeah, we do it through the literacy. We do. We hit every park. We hit Alexander, Dole, City Park.
But I'm just wondering during the school, because, like, you know, sometimes, like, if high school has, like, a science night, well, you know, can you take that activity out to that area, you know, to them? Or, you know, like Hunt will do another, you know, like quarterly or something, and then every campus can get an area. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, something. I'm just thinking. Hmm. We take it
thinking
to
outside
first.
The box.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. You know.
We can certainly piggyback off of what we've been doing in the summer and extend that to the academic year.
And like right now, I've been calling for that emergent bilingual conference or, you know, training that
yes.
TA is going to put on. TA put it on from 12:30 to 2, because we're going to show it live.
They have jobs.
Yes, they have work. Like, everybody wants it after 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, are they recorded?
This happened to me last year, too.
Is yes. it recorded to show at a later time? So if we record it and then show it after hours, mm-hmm. would that still work?
That's what I told Crystal. I think that's
okay.
what we're going to have to do.
I think that's
yeah.
what
Or record it and post it on the website to where they can go view it when they have a time.
Yeah, but we want
but we need documentation.
We need the documentation. Like, we need those signatures.
Well, maybe they have to, like, sign in to open the document or open the video.
I don't know how the Zoom yeah. works for TEA and how we
they,
can get that documentation.
They send me the link, and then I put it up through the link for them to watch.
You could have the set time, but then after the set time for the additional one, then you can post it on the website.
Yeah, just find the day. They'll share that list with Crystal, and she can move out to them.
Like I told
and start generating a list.
The parents that I know, they're not involved. They don't want to be involved. I'm like, you're a voice. You're a voice for your child. I'm like, speak up. I'm trying to get them to even go to the reading program. And they're just like, oh, I'm just like, I'm trying to tell them, like,
get your parents to know.
Like, come on, you're your voice.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to start our own back Facebook post and then make it they love that. They love to change.
Yeah.
Right. Start your bad, and then we start posting the good.
And then we'll tell them, you know what? Meet us here, and then we'll give them all the literature.
Oh, better yet, you want to know exactly what happened?
Come to this place.
Yeah. All of the incident, and I guarantee you they'll show up. You can just tell them. Maybe you can just tell them to
pull up, right? And Dyer
told me I couldn't do that. Eric said, Sam, don't post nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm not. It's hard.
No, I know.
It's hard.
I don't even have a problem anymore. So I'm going to post from my husband's Facebook. I know it's you.
I think we've ventured on. Yeah, I know, right?
Just have a ghost account, Sam.
I don't even know where we are. We're here.
I think we all have. Yeah.
All right. Well,
whatever we can do, principals, we will get that. We have the staff. We have the manpower. And we'll implement whatever initiatives or strategies you think might be effective. We can try it out.
All right, good discussion there. Let's go to Lacey.
I'm gonna do Courtney's and mine.
Okay.
Courtney had her baby, so she's not.
Oh, when she have
a
baby?
Boy.
A boy?
Jet.
Oh, it's real cute.
Tiny,
that little thing.
So at the high school, we've only, the school year, had 4 suicide assessments and 1 screening, 1 behavioral threat assessment, 1 screening, and junior high has had 8 behavioral threat assessments and 4 screened and 14 suicide assessments. We did the suicide prevention awareness walk since our last meeting, which we had a lot of people. I don't know what the count was, but it was a good turnout.
It's very well attended.
High school had the bullying prevention meeting, the anti-bullying prevention meeting, with students, staff, parents, and we talked about different things that we could do to, like, boost school climate. So in October, we did a postcard contest for bullying prevention, and we had 111 participants. And then they were voted on. The top 3 got a prize, and then we put them up in the halls. They're on the glass in the hall of the high school. It says Unity. We put that up for Unity Day, and then we did Unity Day to wear orange. And then we had Red Ribbon Week. We did dress-up days and giveaways and candy and stuff in the hallways with the kids, little tattoos and stickers and stuff. To raise awareness, and junior high did stuff as
we
well.
We did all the same things for that. We did, we sent out a bullying survey to all of the students with just two questions. What is the biggest problem on our campus? And then how would they suggest to fix it? They had a student meeting at lunch. We did stress awareness day for the teachers. We did a drink bar and snacks.
It was on November 6th.
Yes, it was perfect.
It was National
perfect.
Stress Awareness Day, the same day as the
DEA.
The
same day that DEA was
here. So it was National Stress Awareness Day.
World Kindness Day is tomorrow, so our students have been working on posters. They turned those in yesterday. We have prizes for the winners.
And tomorrow we're doing breakfast for the employees, but they don't know that, so don't tell them. And we're going to hand out stuff to the kids in the afternoon.
Thank you, Lacey.
Oh, I have 33. Like, my ongoing services are 33, but that's not how many kids I saw in the month. I don't have that count. But that's for consents, like, for me to provide ongoing services. And Courtney has 34 at junior high. And then we both go to DAP and see the students over there every other week. So I see 6 to 7, and she has 4. Every other Tuesday, I'll go tomorrow since I'm here today.
Okay, thank you. Sandra, do you have any nutrition updates?
I don't have anything to tell
Okay. you. Well, then we'll move right along. Miss Nora, are you going to report for Monica too?
Because I noticed. Well, actually, she's out, so she made our PowerPoint.
Okay.
And I think a lot of the staff, except for Branch, has heard of PowerPoint. So this basically talks about McKinney-Vento. How we identified, what we help with, determining eligibility. What I do want to say, the student residency questionnaire forms are very, very important to be filled out correctly at the beginning of the year. We do get a list, we do call, we try to verify, like, you know, the answers are kind of, so we get that, that's how we get our list. But we did tell the teachers and the administrators that if anybody, like, you know, students talk, parents talk, if they know somebody doubled up, things like that, to let us know, we would reach out and then see if we could put them on the McKinney-Vento list by helping them fill out the student residency questionnaire form again. She does take care of foster care. She did start going to training for foster care. We're going to try to establish, or we have to establish, not try, a relationship with the Department of Family and Protective Services, whoever our caseworker is for DeWitt County. And then she does work with the campuses, you know, like if somebody comes in with foster care or kinship, to get the proper documentation that we need to keep in our files. And then student services, we just kind of put like what we help with, like emergency food, clothes, school supplies, backpacks, parenting workshops. Crystal has been working out great with that. Like Megan said, she took some. I think it's just getting the word out, you know. And then if we have referrals, we'll try to help them with referrals. Backpack meals, we're still giving away about 75 meals. And then we talk about transportation. Then we gave them our contact information, and then I did put pictures like right here. This is a little bit of our shoe closet, like the shoes that we do have. In the back, I put like pictures of our school supply, not all of it, like this, just some pictures of how our school supply closet looks. I always like to brag about our closet because I think it looks great, but that's just me. And then I just say it's like our mini Walmart, because like we have our jeans and we try to put them like by size. So when we go, like if you call for a size 10, you know, we can easily go and look if we have a size 10 or whatever. And we did get some.
Looks like y'all have quite a bit. Huh? Looks like you have quite a bit. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like quite a bit, but like sizes, like we're still missing some. Mm-hmm. And then if y'all notice, we have like all our polo shirts together and then all our spirit shirts together, so it just makes it easier. Mm-hmm. I know we're out of like a lot of like get some smaller polo shirts. And then we started washing. We brought over most of the jackets from the Valverde Getaway, so we started washing them and hanging them up. So if any of the kids or if you see a kid without a jacket, holler at us. I mean, you know. Will be more than that. And if y'all ever want to see the clothes closet, I mean, just feel free to find us. I would love to give y'all a tour. I call it my mini Walmart. If y'all have any questions on anything.
Okay. Thank you, Nora.
And that's for both of us, Monica and I.
Okay, thank you. Ruby.
So there are copies of the new updated Coral ISD emergency response guide on the table over here for everyone. This has been a working progress, like a true project that has taken several months, and awesome staff that all pitched in and helped. Kathy Scott led the initiative and making sure it was updated to include all of the standard response protocol from the I Love You Guys Foundation. That is what we follow for our drill management. There's contact information in here. There is what to do in certain events. I think it looks great. This is what a lot of schools use. Information does change over time. We don't have to replace the entire book. We can just order that page there in sleeves and remove the old page and insert the new page. Guides have been installed here at the admin office. Technology has their guides. Kathy Scott is taking them to Hunt and French so they can be installed. Lacey's taking them to high school. Starting them today.
We have all of the inside classrooms.
Great.
So I'll do the buildings and the offices.
Are y'all putting hooks?
They come with hooks, okay. And they come with command strips.
Okay.
So the district initiative for placement is going to be in the classroom near the light switch, just like the old response guides were. And I've asked Crystal to take the guides. She's going to help us and take them over to junior high. That's all I have.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tamara is not here. Trying to think if we have anything coming up. Don't think the hospital is doing anything. We'll do our walk through the Christmas lights again. Hopefully the weather will be good. January 2nd, so that's always a fun event. You get to come walk through the lights. Last year it was canceled because the weather was bad, but we'll be doing that.
And soaked.
I know. It was really bad. I think that's about it. Wanda, you.
Well, we've touched a lot as far as school health update. We did have an event at junior high for Red Ribbon Kickoff. Midcoast came, and I was really impressed with their presentation to the kids because it was very age appropriate. It went into consequences of your parents providing alcohol to underage kids. It was just overall, I thought, a really good.
Very good.
I thought the kids.
It was the best one we've had.
Yeah.
And I was nervous because they didn't have.
Yeah.
Any, like, they just stood there and talked, and so I was nervous.
Yeah, to keep them.
500 middle-aged.
They did great. Yeah, the kids did great. They had games. We still have to get, they went into fentanyl, the opioid crisis. We still have to do something at high school sometime with somebody to get that. And there's a gentleman coming down from the Houston fentanyl, used to be with the DEA. He's now with the crisis group. And he called and he met the SROs and secondary nurses, and I met with him. Y'all, fentanyl's here. It is big time in Victoria. That day that he was here, they had a kid at one of the Victoria schools. They had to Narcan because the child stopped breathing, opioid overdose. And these kids are buying Adderall off the street, he said, and most of it's laced with fentanyl. So while we're getting the word out for all these other things, we need to get this word out to parents. And he told me one of the number one drug hubs in Texas is Victoria. Mm-hmm. Because it comes down 59, it comes up from Corpus. Mm-hmm. And Victoria must really be bad. The schools must really be bad.
My son's a police officer, and he says that people don't realize Victoria's not that big, but it's really bad.
Yeah.
He'll tell me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see marijuana. They're vaping marijuana. We saw on our random drug testing, we had a couple of cocaines years ago.
Okay.
So all in all, you know, we talk to the kids, we do everything we can, but we've got to have their parent support because it's going to hit here. Mm-hmm. We're ready. He was very impressed with everything we've done with Narcan, the education that we've done. but it's here.
Who is that one that you were talking about?
His name is, I can't think of his first name, Campbell, William Campbell.
And who is he with?
He's with a fentanyl awareness group out of Houston. I have his card and his contact information, and he would love to come down and talk to. He talked that day. Did you go to the thing that was at the, where you get your driver's license? They had Midcoast was there, Billy Caton.
We had a meeting the same day.
He was there. Yeah, he was one of the gentlemen that spoke with us.
And he spoke just with adults?
Yes, that was an adult training that day. But he said he would love to come. He has videos, and he has a SCARE approach.
We've done it for students.
Yeah.
We can fund that through the STOP grant.
I don't even know if he charges. Okay. I just need to get him in. Talk to Officer Liao. He was there. And he thought he would do a good job. Because, I mean, what else? You know, we've done everything. They need to see some of these true videos of these kids dying.
Will you ask Winter about that?
I will. He's very passionate about kids. He said that...
What's his name?
William Campbell. He said 7 to 10 kids... or Narcan in Houston ISD every day.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And if they weren't Narcan, they would die. And he said when he went and did a training at one of the bigger motels in downtown Austin, all you see on the roads and in the ditches is used Narcan containers. He said they stand there, and when one of them goes down because they've stopped breathing, a friend pops them with Narcan. To me, that's very sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not what I became a nurse to do. But,
that is sad.
So all the district is trained. It's everywhere. We have Narcan everywhere, so. We're doing our screenings, just our normal health stuff.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We didn't really have any old business or new business to talk about, so if anybody has anything.
Yeah. I have one thing for new business. I spoke with Ms. Galindo regarding an elementary rainstorm. We'd like to do it in conjunction with the club, the track being open on Wednesday evenings. And she was open to that idea.
That's great.
I did it a few years ago prior to the track being closed, and we had very good attendance, and we gave incentives, and the kids really got into it, just promoting family fitness. And so our CPOC committee met on November the 4th, and that was one of the things brought up in that meeting. So I'm just conveying it to the next.
And when are y'all going to, when are you planning on starting that?
Getting it off with the new year.
New year, okay.
Provided the weather is favorable on that Wednesday evening when the track's already open. And then our PE teacher is on board with it and helping to facilitate the club. If we need to change the night, Ms. Galindo says she's open to perhaps seeking out a different evening if that's more suitable.
What time were y'all looking at doing?
I think it's starting anywhere from 5 to 7 p.m. in that range. That way parents who want to participate can do so after work.
Okay, great. Wednesday, she said?
Well, that's the day that it's currently open, but it may switch depending on we want to consider the high school track, junior high track practices, et cetera.
Okay, that's great. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else. Is there anything from anybody else have anything? No? All right, do I have a motion? It's what time is it? 1:11. Does anybody want a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All right, Ms. Ruby, and then who wants to second that? Got it? You got everybody, Denise? You're good? All right. Thank y'all.